Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for you being faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. PhD, God is a God that could do anything but fail, and he haven't failed yet. We want to thank God for your letters. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God because we are praying 24 hours around the clock. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we thank God because we are being faithful to his Word, praying without ceasing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our sponsors, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street. That's Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street, our master electrician. Praise God for natural hair. We thank God. They had to pass a law so that we wouldn't be discriminated against because of wearing our hair natural. Isn't that sad? But God is good, and we thank God that God is on the throne. Dr. David Gaines shares fresh fruits and vegetables with you on Thursdays, but you need to give him a call at 443-449-3631. This is Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located at 2103 North Charles Street. Again, if you need fresh fruits and vegetables or bread or pastry, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631, and you have to pick them up. Again, he's at 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles, in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we are living in a blessed city. We thank God, the great city of Baltimore. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, truly a woman of God, blessed woman of God, our realtor of Samson Realtors, Shanita Kelly. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977 if you'd like to purchase a new home or sell the home that you're in now or purchase that second or third home. And it will be a blessing to you and not a burden. Hallelujah, glory be to God. She's a powerful, praying woman of God, Shanita Kelly. Give her a call at 443-854-0977 with Samson Realtors. Praise God. Glory be to God. Yes, she is the woman you want to call, a woman of God, praying for you and with you throughout that transition. God is good. Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. Let her know you heard it here at Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank God also for the blessed family tree. Now have the circle of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. The family tree, circle of prayer. And you know what? We are that circle. We're praying for our children, our families, and our loved ones. The family tree is there facilitating groups in person and virtually. If you stand in need of support and help with raising your children, the family tree is here for you. The family tree is located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. If you need help or support with raising your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my God, nieces and nephews, foster children, give them a call at 410-889-2108. The family tree. There to support you and help you in times when you're raising your children and you feel like you need that help and support. Sometimes we have individuals that are court ordered. The family tree is there to help you and support you if you're court ordered. And the blessing is that the family tree facilitating services are free. So if you need the help and that support, want to know about other resources that are available to you with raising your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, foster care, the family tree is there to help you and support you. We want you to know that. Resources, help is here for you. And again, the family tree is located 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And don't forget the Family Tree have a Kids Care Plus program. Don't leave your children home alone. And it's free. That's the blessing, my sisters and my brothers. The Kids Care Plus program is free for you, you, and you. If you have an emergency and you have to leave your home, if you have doctor visits, job interviews, or just feeling overwhelmed and you just need someone to take care of those kids for you, you just need a break. And sometimes we do need a break. Give them a call at 443-451-9806. That's the Kids Care Plus Respite Child Care Program. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. They provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care professionals that are there. Isn't that a blessing? Kids Care Program. 443-451-9806. Please do not leave your kids alone, unsupervised. And again, you need to fill out an application. And they're operated according to the CDC guidelines. Call 443-451-9806. Let them know that you would like to receive the help and support through the Kids Care Plus program. Respite Child Care Program, free, free, free. Hallelujah. Space is limited, so you need to call, get the application completed, so that when this happens or when this occurs, you already got your space available to you. Don't forget the Family Tree have a 24-hour parenting helpline. 24-hour parenting helpline. 1-800-243-7337. If you feel like you're overwhelmed, you know who to call, you need someone to talk to, 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. The Family Tree, raising families up. It's been in existence for, so many years. So we thank God for the Family Tree. And if you want to go online, check it out, familytreemd.org, familytreemd.org. Again, it's located 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And again, you can always give them a call at 410-889-2300, 410-889-2300. They'll let you know about the services and the help that's available to you. Again, the Family Tree, raising families up. A blessing to the body of Christ. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you. We thank God for the care and the support and the blessings that God has provided with. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministry is a ministry that ministers to the total person. And we thank God. We pray. And we believe that faith, faith without works is dead. So we thank God for the resources that we have available to you, and we share them with our community and with our family. Hallelujah. You are our family. Hallelujah. We thank God. Yes, we pray, but we also want to let you know what's available to you. We help you find jobs, job training. Yes, there's plenty of job training. They need individuals to help learn how to repair the electric cars. Jobs available for cyber security. All of this help and support, we help you. We're there for you. It's a ministry that ministers to the total person. Help you locate food if you stand in need of food. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We minister to the total person. We thank God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. We have a clothes closet if you stand in need of clothing. Thank you, Jesus. We have our realtor to help you locate a home. We thank God. We minister to the total person. Amen. We found the answer. We learned how to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have classes where you can learn how to take care of yourself. Self-management for chronic diseases. Pain management. Hypertension. Fall prevention. Diabetes. And these classes are free. 6-week classes through the Department of Aging. Yes, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries is a part of all these things. And we thank God because we know that information is power. We also have Brother James, who God has blessed, conquer congestive heart failure. We thank God for Brother James. God raised him up to conquer congestive heart failure. Brother James, hallelujah. We are still praying for you and your wife because God is a healer. Then he teaches you how to juice with the Williams. Your heart matters. Thank you, Jesus. Connect with him on Facebook, Juicing with the Williams. YouTube, Juicing with the Williams. Instagram, Conquer with James. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? We're teaching you how to take care of yourself. You can reach James at www.jwtwilliams.com. www.jwtwilliams.com. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God lifted James up. His wife prayed. Hallelujah, right there in the hospital. Placed scriptures in his room while he was there in the hospital. And my brothers, the word of God works. Yes, the word of God works. But you got to have faith. You got to believe. You got to believe in the Almighty Living God and his word. And we thank God for Brother James and his wife. Only what you do for Christ will last. They're believers. Are you a believer this morning? Are you believing in the power of prayer? Are you believing in knowing that God is the answer? Yes, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You have got to have faith in the Almighty Living God and the Word of God. Seek the Lord while you have a chance. The blesser, and you are the blessee. He's the healer, and you're the healee. He's the giver, and you are the receiver. Receive his word this morning. Receive the blessings that God has in store for you. We thank God for you, Sister Greta. We thank God for you, mail carriers. You're truly a blessing. It has not been easy this past year for all of you. But truly, you are blessed and still in the land of living. Blessed and highly favored, Mother Annie Green, Chanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Teagle. Blessed and highly favored, Rosie Trahan, Sheree Williams, Dwayne Williams, Dejanay Williams, Dwayne Williams Jr. Blessed and highly favored, Green family in Virginia Beach. Blessed and highly favored, Tanisha Hester and her children, her daughter. Blessed and highly favored. Yes, you are. God is watching over you. God is keeping you. Diane Green and T.J. Staten, Tyrone Staten, blessed and highly favored. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a blessing God, and he's still in the blessing business. We have to trust him and believe in him without the doubt. Desmond Stewart, yes, he is a good God. He could do anything but fail. The Stewart family. Bernadette Washington, yes, you are blessed. In the land of the living. by the best. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Blessed and highly favored. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is in the blessing business, and we got to act like we know. Thank you, Jesus. Act like you know him and trust him and believe him, because he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and leave them there. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength. My God, in him will I trust. Who are you trusting in this morning? We are praying for you, Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, the Hickman family, the Lee family, Deacon Lee. Glory, hallelujah, we're praying for you. Bishop Timmy Lee, we're praying for you. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And your aunt, Sister Shirley Caesar, and family in its entirety. Yes, God is able. Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries, God is blessing you right now. And he is a healer. He is a deliverer. He will heal you, and he will set you free. Glory be to God. We're praying for every drug addict, every alcoholic, deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Deliver them, Father God, right now from substance abuse, alcoholism, crack cocaine, heroin. Deliver them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from shooting those illegal substances in their veins. Stop them in their tracks right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Stop that individual that's about to commit suicide in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. There'll be no suicide on our watch. Touch that individual that has those razors at his wrist. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. There'll be no suicide on our watch. Jesus loves you. Plan for your life. Yes, he does. Linda Bennett. Harry Bennett, God has a plan for your life. God is able. He's a keeper. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. But even with that thorn in the flesh, he was able to continue to do what thus says the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're still able to go forth and make a difference in somebody's life. Don't be selfish with your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for our nation. We are a nation praying without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. We're calling upon you, the Almighty Living God, to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, because you said that in your word. And your sons and daughters will do great things. They will dream dreams and prophesy the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We thank you right now, Father God, for coming into our homes on this day, blessing us in ways that we never can imagine, touching our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and our souls, sending forth your healing power right now upon Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Senior, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and his wife, Pastor Melissa Gilmore. We thank you, Father God, for blessing our leaders of the body of Christ, our archbishops, our bishops. Thank you, Jesus, chief apostles and apostles. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing and touching our pastors, that they will preach and teach you unadulterated word. Not only teach and preach the adulterated word, but, Father God, live it according to the word of God. Live according to the will of God. Touch our minds, bodies, spirits, and souls, that we will cry out to you and surrender to you. There's someone under the sound of my voice that's going through a trying situation right now. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you are a God that will not lie. You're a God that is true to your word. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we take you at your word. We believe you right now. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what the doctors say, what the surgeons say, you're a healer. And we believe it right now, Father God. You're a healer. And you're working situations out right now. Plead my cause, O Lord, against them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. You are my salvation. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, because salvation is free. We lift up Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his wife, Gwen, and his family in its entirety. We pray for his sons, grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against God's people right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, we are praying for you. God is able. Brother Marvin Harrington and the Harrington family, God is truly able. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. God could do anything but fail. And we thank you right now, Holy Spirit. You haven't failed us yet. Thank you, Jesus, touching, healing, and delivering Apostle Joanne Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church. Mighty God we serve. We pray for those churches, Father God, the parishioners, the pastors. Don't give up because someone has set fire to your building. The Spirit is still there. That's a building. You can still praise and worship the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for those individuals that are guilty of destroying and vandalizing the house of God. We pray, Father, right now, that you trouble their mind and their spirit, that they'll fall on bended knees and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, and cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them yield to you, God. Let them yield to you and surrender to you right now, God. You're on time, God. We pray for them that are vandalizing our churches, that they'll surrender to you. My God, my God, my God. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they will give up and surrender and repent of their sins. Those that are walking around carrying illegal weapons, using them to cause destruction in our community, in our homes, on our jobs, in our churches, on the highways, the byways, on the airplanes, the trains, the buses. Touch them right now, Father God. Touch them right now. Touch their minds to let them know that lives are very valuable and they shouldn't take it upon themselves to kill someone, to destroy someone's family. Take away those destruction, those destructive weapons that are being used illegally. We pray for families who have lost loved ones, that they will still call upon you and still believe in the power of prayer. The Almighty Living God. We pray, Father God, right now for those victims, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers who have lost their lives to the destruction of the evil one. But we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch those evil ones right now, that they will surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, and cry out in the name of Jesus. Repent of their sins. Repent of their sins right now on this day, that it will cease. The use of illegal weapons will cease. Glory, hallelujah. We pray for a spirit of peace, mind, body, spirit, and soul, a spirit of peace to fall upon our nation, mind, body, and soul, a spirit of peace to fall in our homes, our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Father God, we pray right now that you'll touch them, that they will be obedient to the Spirit of God And if they're obedient to the Spirit of God and the Word of God, they'll be obedient to their mothers and their fathers. Touch our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Touch them right now, that they'll be obedient to the Word of God. They will not rise up against their parents, Father God. You said that honor thy mother and thy father, and the days will be longer upon the earth. We pray for their salvation right now. Touch them right now, Father God, individually and collectively. We pray for our young people, Father God, that you will endow them with the Word of God. Our precious young children, our babies, our infants. We pray for those that are in their mother's womb, that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the Word of God penetrate their heart, their mind, their spirits, and their souls right where they're in their mother's womb. Glory, hallelujah. Then we pray for the man that's planting the seed, that you'll touch them, that you'll touch them, Father God. Make them whole in the body of Christ. Touch our males, our young black males, Father God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Let them rise up to be great leaders in Jesus Christ. Let them rise up to be great leaders, knowing and respecting the Word of God. Our black males, we need you, Father God, right now to touch them in the name of Jesus. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them know they're great men, and you've designed them to be great men right now. Touch, Father God, husbands, sons, uncles, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. We pray for all males. They're the seed. They're planting the seed in the mother's womb. And we're praying, Father God, that the Spirit of God will penetrate their mind, their body, their spirits, and their souls. We come against and speak against mental illness, mental disorders right now, bipolar, paranoid schizophrenia. We come against those mental illnesses right now. We pray right now. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer, Father God, right now. Fix that mind right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that confused mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against epileptic seizures. There's someone, Father God, that's suffering from seizures right now. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind. There'll be no more seizures. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. No more seizures. No more seizures. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And we take you at your word. We trust you, the Almighty Living God. Pray for the individual that's going through a trying time right now. Don't know which direction to go in. Don't know where to go and what to do. But Father God, we pray and we intercede for them right now that they'll cry out to you and seek you, the Almighty Living God. Our God is not dead. Our God lives. And I want you to know this morning, my brother and sister, yes, he loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. He sent his only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And his precious Son did not come down from that cross because he loves us. Yes, Jesus loves you. You're not alone, my precious dear ones. You're not alone. You may feel like you are. Try Jesus. Call on his name today. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. Yes, we are. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. But God is with you in the midst of every trial and tribulation. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up Evangelist Janet Griffith. We lift her up right now, Father God, that you'll touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Strengthen her, guide her, lead her, and direct her. The woman of God in that family that trusts you, believe you, don't doubt you, walking in the newness of Jesus Christ, sharing your word around the world. Bless Evangelist Janet Griffith. Send forth your healing power right now upon her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Send forth your healing power upon this great woman of God. You said we'll do greater works. Jonathan, Christina, and the baby. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Victor, we are praying for you. We're praying, Father God, for those disobedient children that have not obeyed their parents. We're praying for them, Father God, that they will yield to you first of all and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? We're praying for them right now. Disobedient children that disobeyed your mother and your father, your sisters and your brothers, that disobeyed those that want to share the word of God with you, that disobeyed your grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles that cared about you, those disobedient children that disobeyed their teachers, those disobedient children. We have prayed for you that the Spirit of God will fall down upon you. And yes, God, sometimes we know that we got to hit rock bottom. And it's okay that you will rise them back up again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. There's someone that's praying for a spouse this morning. Prayer of release brings marriage. Prayer of release brings marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Release heals human relation problems. I want you to talk to this morning. I want to talk to you this morning in Jesus' name. We're going to seal our prayer in the name of Jesus. Always seal our prayers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are listening to your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Located in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. We want you to know, Patricia Jackson and Ed Jackson, we are praying for you. God is able. He's a keeper. He will guide you, lead you, and direct you. We're praying for you, Patricia and Ed Jackson. God is a healer. Mary Conaway, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. We're praying for you, Martha Lewis and your husband. As you mentioned, still raising Lazarus from the dead. And we thank God for raising your husband up from several heart attacks, raising Ed Jackson up. God is good, isn't he? Raising couples up. Ron Green, Dr. Ron Green, nobody but God. It's a blessing when you have a praying wife. Thank God. Thank God, Sister Jill. Thank God, Martha Lewis. Thank God, Patricia Jackson. Thank God, Elder Annette Smith. Thank God, Ruth and Brother Bellamy. Thank God, Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton. Thank God, Pastor Victor Mines. Thank God, First Lady Mines. Thank God. God is raising families up. Pray for your husband and your wife. Love you one another. Not just in words, but in actions. God honors marriage, and we thank God. We thank him. We thank him. It's a good man that findeth a good wife. Glory be to God. It's a good man that findeth a good wife. We got it? It's a good man that findeth a good wife. Woman, you ain't got to look. The man will find you. And God will let you know if he's the right man for you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there's someone under the sound of my voice. God is going to bless you with what you stand in need of. God is going to bless you with what you stand in need of. God knows all. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. God wants to be a blessing to you. God wants that man or woman to be a blessing to you and not a burden. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God wants that man or woman to be a blessing. And you will not take baggage into a marriage, into a relationship. God wants to deal with you first. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. God wants to deal with you first. Get right with God, my sisters and my brothers. The prayer of cleansing takes several forms. Following the no power of denial, there is the prayer of release that lets go and lets God. Uh-huh. L-E-T-S, go, and L-E-T-S, God. The prayer of cleansing takes several forms. Following the no power of denial, there is the prayer of release that lets go and lets God. In order to become cleansed and free from many life problems, it's necessary to practice release, especially in human relations. This provides a pleasant process since it frees you, Jesus, since it frees you from people whose burdens you should not be bearing anyway. My God, my God, my God. You ought to hear this morning. This proves a pleasant process since it frees you from people whose burdens you should not be bearing anyway. Watch out. Uh-huh. You should not be carrying everybody's burdens. You're not God. Most human relations problems but melt away if the people involved would pray prayers of release. Watch out. Watch out. I want you to hear this morning. Most human relations problems would melt away if the people involved would pray prayers of release. I bet you never heard that. We need to pray prayers of release. Why are you carrying someone else's burdens around all day, every day, all way down, burden down? Go to the doctor. The doctor said, I can't find anything. He's not going to find it. It's not physical, it's spiritual. Instead of trying to make people over to conform to their will and their way, uh-huh, watch out. You can't change anybody. You can pray for them and let go and let God and move on. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Jesus. You can't even change yourself. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessiveness. You must cleanse yourself of possessively changing, progressively clinging to other people in your life. Let me read that again. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts. Your thoughts. What are you thinking? Are you thinking evil? Are you thinking envy? The prayer of cleansing include cleansing one's thoughts. Get out of yesterday. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. This day, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This day, stop concentrating on yesterday, what someone did to you 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's already done. You can't do anything about that. But you can walk in the newness of Jesus Christ on this day. Stop speaking those thoughts that come into your mind that's negative. You're all burdened down about what happened 20 years ago. You're all burdened down with who don't like you, what they said about me. You're all burdened down. My God. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessions or possessiveness. You must cleanse yourself of possessively clinging to other people in your life. Stop clinging to other people. Stop clinging to other people, telling them what to do in the name of love. If you want your own prayers to be answered through possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. Oh, my God. Thus you deplete yourself so that you are not channeled for answered prayer. Oh, my God. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessiveness. You must cleanse yourself possessively, clinging to other people in your life, telling them what to do in love. If you want your own prayers to be answered through positive or possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. My God, my God, my God. I pray that you got it this morning. Thus you deplete yourself so that you are not a fit channel for answered prayers. After hearing a recent lecture recently I heard on prayer of release, almost everyone attending had interesting experiences in answered prayer. And I want to share this with you this morning. A businesswoman mentally released her troublesome daughter, declaring to her, "I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. I let go and let God have its way in your life." The daughter soon married and went abroad to live. An overly protective mother released her married daughter in the same manner, then moved out of her daughter's home to a distant city and went back to work, though she was beyond the usual retirement age. The daughter and son-in-law were then able to adopt children, which they had tried to do many times previously without success, as both mother and daughter continued praying the prayer of release. Pray the prayer of release, my sisters and my brothers. Let go and let God. Holding on to your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Stop holding on to them. Let go and let God. The daughter and her husband inherited money with which they bought a larger home, another car, and happily prepared for a comfortable life with their adopted children. Isn't God good? That's the God that we serve. One couple, troublesome son, settled down emotionally, went back to college, and finally happily married. Let your children go, your adult children. Release them and let them go. After his parents mentally release him. And those of you that are listening this morning, pray for your children. Pray for them. Then mentally and spiritually let them go. Put them in God's hands. God is able. You can't change anybody. Yes, we raise our children. We teach our children. We train our children. But when they become adults, we release them to the Almighty Living God. God is able. As two concerned mothers spoke words of release for their teenage daughters, these daughters enrolled in colleges away from home and became honor students. Let go and let God. God is trying to do something in your child's life, but you keep interfering. My God, my God, my God. What a word. You keep interfering, thinking that you could fix that situation. The Holy Spirit is saying, let go and let God. You have put up your home. Your bank account is being drained. The Holy Spirit is saying this morning, let go and let God. You can't fix it. You can't fix it. Only God. Peace was restored, and all these households are released. Release someone under the sound of my voice. Need to release that job. Uh-huh. Release that job. You have completed your assignment. Let go and let God. Release that dear child. Move on. Release and let go and let God. You can't do it. We can pray without ceasing and then release it and let it go. Stop carrying that burden of that child. Uh-huh. Stop carrying that burden of your loved one. Yes, Jesus loves you, and he don't want to see you going through that. Release is the word today. My sisters and my brothers, release. Stop holding on to those old clothing, those old furniture. Let it go so that God could bless you. My God, release and let go of those circumstances. Release and let go of what happened in the past. Forgive those individuals. We are men and women of God. We trust you, God, and we'll never doubt, because he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them back up this morning. Release. Write it and put it on your mirror, in your bedroom, on your refrigerator, in your bathroom mirror. Release. 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 And let go. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessiveness. You don't own anything. It all belongs to God. You don't own anything. When you leave this earth, you're not taking anything with you. God allows us to have these things in our lives, blessings that he bestowed upon us. But you don't own anything. You must cleanse yourself of possessively clinging to other people in your life, telling them what to do. In the name of love. Uh-huh. You don't own anybody. You don't own them. Release and let go. If you want your own prayers to be answered through possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. Thus, you deplete yourself. You're tired. You're all worn out. You deplete yourself so that you are not a fit channel for answered prayer. Watch out. Watch out. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. And we thank God for Jesus. Again, the word, my sisters and brothers, release. Let them go. You love them. Release. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Lord, my Savior, under the sound of my voice, those individuals, let them release and let go. You know exactly what it is that they need to release and let go. And Father God, we come to you this morning, releasing every situation, every individual, release and let go. Their lives will be fulfilled. Their lives will be joyful. Hell, we will not be carrying burdens around that we don't need to carry. Release and let go. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Release and let go, my sisters and my brothers. Release and let go in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will release and let go in the name of Jesus. Release and let go in the name of Jesus on this day. Release and let go. In Jesus' name, this is your chief apostle praying with you, for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Release and let go. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you. Send us your prayer request. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, or prayer could change you. Release and let go. In the name of Jesus. Tuning in tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Release and let go. Release and let go. Pray without ceasing. Release some things before you begin to pray. And let go. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. I want to hear from you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Send us your prayer request, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Release and let go. Send us your prayer request. Let us know about your answered prayers. We love positive prayer reports, praise reports. Thank God. God is good, and God is in the blessing business. I just want you to know that. And God is still in charge. Release and let go. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Release and let go. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.